I'm Dave Lewis, and today we have our daily COVID-19 update, and we have a new player in our updates today, and it is a master-level psychologist at Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan, Tony Cabina. Tony, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
Good timing, because I know a lot of people are dealing with, can we call it the COVID-19 blues?
Yeah, that would be one way to view these, absolutely.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things and that we can talk about, you know, whether you're a patient or struggling, you know, financially, and there's a lot of us that are dealing with a lot of things. What are some scenarios that you're seeing from some of your patients there at Ascension Via Christi?
Some scenarios?
Yes.
Some of the scenarios I've been experiencing with my patients has been, you know, increased anxiety, depression, battling with, you know, figuring out what to do with their lives right now, be it indoors or trying to figure out what they're going to do with their jobs. And so sometimes it's just very basic brainstorming, and other times it's just trying to figure out how to deal with the circumstances they're given. So we work on some very basic tools for them.
Have you had any background in dealing with a pandemic type situation like this, where it seems like, you know, and for those of us, including me, that deal with depression on a regular basis, this is as trying a time as, you know, many of us can possibly think of.
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult, and I mean, I personally don't think anyone's really ever dealt with a pandemic like this who has been alive, but there are some similarities in basically something so gigantic and overwhelming that you don't quite know what to do with yourself, that you feel like the future is uncertain and it's very scary. So anything that's related to the future and the unknown can be very scary, but it's also connected. So trying to figure out quite what to do with that is, you know, just try and figure out, you know, the unknowns and make them into the knowns and deal with it one day at a time.
And then when you think about that and, you know, the what to do about it, how do you deal with it?
Well, when it comes to anxiety, let's say, if you're feeling like very anxious, which a lot of us are, and plenty of uncertainties, and that's what comes with the future, is that I would highly encourage limiting your interactions with the media. Basically, just hearing this information day in, day out, which reminds me a little bit of like when we were dealing with 9/11, is that we just were plugged in constantly. What's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? And that can really take its psychological pull on us. We just start to get a little unraveled with that. So really just think of it like radiation. It's just little doses here and there, and then stand clear for the most part. I'd also highly encourage some type of exercise, be it depression, anxiety. You just need that. And I know that we're limited in terms of going out, but, you know, try and do exercises in the home, and also with deep social distancing, try and get your exercise somewhere, somehow. And the other piece is, you know, and then some of the stuff is very basic, but I think it's important to keep on a routine. You know, sleep-wake cycle, make sure you're getting 3 meals a day. You know, just get yourself in a routine of, this is my wake, and this is my sleep, and this is what I need to do. And the last one I would highly encourage you need to talk to yourself and recognize that though this is scary and it doesn't feel like it's going to end, you need to tell yourself, this will end. This can't go on forever. You know, the old phrase of, this too shall pass. It's going to happen and we're all going to get through it. We have to remind ourselves individually, not just talking to each other, but say, hey, you know what? We're going to be okay sooner or later.
You know, Maya Angelou said, every storm runs out of rain. And eventually, you know, that's such a strong, powerful quote for this time, because, you know, this is a storm of the likes that we've never seen. And to be able to work through these, and you have plenty of professional help that's available here locally, Tony.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the really nice thing is, I mean, even though a lot of the, you know, stores and everything is closed, you know, the mental health professionals, we're still open, we're still working hard. You know, and in many different facets too, even trying to meet the needs of the people, be it, you know, phone or video therapy or face-to-face. We're all still doing that, working hard to help people out.
What about getting in contact with people? And this is one of the things that I've done. You know, the other day I had a friend that I hadn't seen for quite a while, and I knew that it was his birthday, and I just gave him a call and reconnecting with people, because we're all dealing with things, and, you know, that can really lend a real positive to both entities.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it truly is, you know, again, even with what's going on and checking with insurance, and or if you don't have insurance, you know, they find ways to help out. But there are services, you know, be it talk therapy. There's also psychotropic medication, some meds that kind of help out and take off the edge and make it a little bit more manageable. So there definitely are the resources right in the community to help you out. Sometimes you just have to look up on the internet or give a call from the phone book, and people are there.
Now, Tony, you're at the 6th Street Clinic, the outpatient behavioral health clinic.
Correct, yes.
What's the process down there like these days? Are you accepting patients, or are people able to make an appointment to come and visit with a professional?
Absolutely. There's me, and then there's our psychiatrist, Dr. Anavira. And you give a call in, and you set up an appointment, and we'll get you in. In fact, the very fascinating thing is, we have a fair amount of openings still, so we'll definitely get some resources available to the person. So it's just giving a call, setting up appointments, and coming in and seeing us.
Have you seen an increase in your caseload?
Not really. I think what's been going on is that some of the clients that I've been having, you know, they're like, you know, they kind of back off and they go, I kind of need to deal with some things myself. And others like, I really want to come in. And then other people, I believe, are, you know, they're probably wrestling with everything that's going on with their lives, that they're thinking, all right, I'm just going to bunker down and I'm going to push through this, which, you know, it's a good college try. But the other piece is, if they can't do it, I highly encourage to come in or to make the phone calls, and we'll help you out. So there hasn't been a huge influx, because I think even the clinic itself was in the beginning, like everyone, trying to figure out quite what to do with this. Do we stay open? Are we closing? You know, are we seeing people? How are we seeing people? So everyone in the beginning was kind of racing around to figure out quite what to do to help out the people. But now we kind of got our footing, like a lot of people are starting to get their footing with this and getting a routine. So, yeah, we are definitely seeing people and helping out.
We're speaking today with Tony Cabina, a master-level psychologist with Ascension Via Christi's Outpatient Behavioral Health Clinic. And Tony, we've touched base in just a few minutes about some things that folks can do, you know, the exercise and the routine. Those are all, you know, many are having to make huge lifestyle changes, and hopefully, you know, with some folks having some extra time and no place to go, eating habits, all those, there's lots of things that you've talked about. Anything else that you might suggest?
We are not isolative creatures. This is an important time, especially if you're also battling depression. A lot of the things that I've talked about with anxiety also mirror with what you can do with depression. So we need to have some type of interaction. So I highly recommend people, even if it is the internet, even if it's just by phone or FaceTime or with, in accordance to our, you know, social distancing standards, even like meeting up with someone with the appropriate distance and still just interacting and talking, because we're not meant to be alone. So I highly recommend that at least we can get some type of contact with someone and keep that also as a routine, so that you're not just indoors always and just going a little stir-crazy, if you will.
Well, Tony Cabina, thank you so much for joining us here on KMEN this morning. You gave us a lot of great tips and some perspective from the mental health side of things here in dealing with COVID-19. We wish you and yours over there at the 6th Street Clinic, hope you all keep safe and everybody keeps healthy.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's a great and timely interview this morning with Tony Cabina. So we like to say thanks to Bob Koppel for arranging that.